When a mom chooses to be her child's primary preschool teacher, preparing her child for school, spending those years with the child in the home, spending those years socializing the child out in other areas and with friends, rather than placing the child in a preschool, the mom chooses to do a worthy job, and there are so many bonuses. We want to talk about that today.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J., also in the studio with Rosemary Barnes, the Mrs., and the daughter also. Very talented. We're getting a lot of different perspectives, also different generations, but also a lot of experiences, one having raised up and also Tori raising her son up and one to come. And one of the things we do realize is that parenting is one of the greatest jobs in the world. The privilege of having a life to take care of and raise and train. You have to keep that in mind, though, for your sanity's sake, that it is a privilege, even when you lose your head sometimes, the honor it is to raise up a child and then to see them go on their own way. And you guys know that because you've seen it come full circle. I'm jumping in the middle as a step parent, but also having to keep that in mind. It is an honor to be part of a kid's life and see them develop, and keep that in mind when things go crazy.
What could be a greater privilege than raising tomorrow's leaders, or a greater privilege than having the greatest impact on your child, being that person who's looking for those moments? And we've talked this week about all the things you can do to prepare your child academically that nobody else can really do. They can't catch the teachable moment when all of a sudden that's the example right there. And we've talked this week about socialization, where people are saying, but if you don't get your child into some kind of preschool, how will they be socialized and ready to go off to kindergarten? But we can do that with other play dates and other scenarios with other families, and then see what are, in a teachable moment, what does my child need to be taught? Okay, that's not much in the area of sharing. How can I teach that? And we've also talked about keeping your sanity, how difficult it is. Yes, it is an exhausting job. It's a worthy job, but there's a bonus here. And today we want to spend time on some of the other things you can do, but the bonus of being your child's primary teacher and how awesome that is.
I'll never forget one time I was busily standing getting lunch ready, and Roby kept coming up and pulling on me and saying, "Mommy, Mommy, come out here and see this. Come outside." And I was trying to think of the very busy day and all the things I needed to get done. And finally, I'm so glad I did, put the spoon down, turned off the stove, and let him lead me outside. And outside, this was in the home that we lived in at that time, we had a little ornament above the garage door, and in that little eagle ornament was a nest. And Roby had discovered it going in and out of the house, that there was a nest of a mommy bird and baby birds. And we stood there for probably 15 minutes looking at the birds and watching the mom, you know, get something to feed the babies. And it was just the most amazing moment. And I have thought so many times of, if I had not been there at that moment, somebody else would have had that incredible moment with my son. And had I just been too busy to go out there, I would have missed this bond bonding time with little Roby at that time. And so I think that's an example of who would ever trade some of those moments with the child and hand it off to a teacher.
Well, I was going to say, even from a different perspective, I was with a friend who, just because of her circumstances, did have to have a child in childcare during the week, and she missed her son's first steps. And she missed the moment. And I mean, I just remember she just wept next to me because she had missed it. And they didn't have any options. But there, you know, for those of us who do and can, it would be just a tragedy, because I watched that in her life where she missed it, and just the pain of it.
There was a movie 20 years ago, probably 20 at least, called Hook with Robin Williams. And in the movie Hook, he was a very busy corporate raider attorney, and he wasn't really sure whether he could make it to his son's game. So he sent a junior attorney with a video camera to video the game so he could see the game. And that's kind of like life. If we're not careful, we're missing all these first walk, first words, and we're missing the experience of those moments. But that's all about us. And that's a sad miss, but it is about us. Our children are missing our cheering, those moments. What happens is all they get is our correction. We pick them up at 5:30, 6 o'clock. We got stuff to do, drive home, have to get all these things happening. And all we end up doing is correcting. And it becomes a relationship of correction rather than a relationship period mm-hmm. that it does include correction, but it does include cheering mm-hmm. for those wonderful teachable moments when a child actually picks something up and puts it back and you go crazy over that. Mm-hmm. So what happens is we miss the bonding. We just become the disciplinarian mm-hmm. and we miss the moments. And someone who is that busy doesn't really have the time to sit with the child. They've got to get home. They've got to get the child fed. They've got to get the homework done or whatever done. They've got to get the child to bed, bathe to bed. And we just miss the sitting and the exhaustion. We miss the bonus of the relationship where responding to the tyranny of the urgent, all the things that mm-hmm. have to happen.
Mm-hmm. And I will say that that's not just people who have their child in childcare. I think that's a mental choice. I mean, you can get caught up and you have a rough day and you can get caught up in the discipline and get in that mentality even at home with your children. It's mm-hmm. a choice to find the joy and it's mm-hmm. a choice to find mm-hmm. the moments of cheering and to look for them.
Mm-hmm. And it's just an opportunity. And I think we've said this over and over again, of just experiencing life together with your child and the fun things. We live in an area that is just made for a preschool experience at home. We have a beach. We have sand. We have theaters for children. There are all kinds of
12 months a year that you can go outside.
Go outside, right. And
we apologize to those of you who are listening and not here.
But there's just so many things we have. None of them are coming to my mind at the moment, but places, art places where a child can go and learn how to put a pot together and just so many things that we can take advantage of in our area or in any area.
Even fun things at home. I remember coming home and you guys were taking peanuts and you were taking butter and you were putting them in some kind of a blender and you were making peanut butter.
Yes.
And that was the day's project, making peanut butter and learning how to measure things and learning how to do this and testing it and how you would have thought you guys built a bridge by the mm-hmm. time I got home because everybody was excited and everybody had little bowls of different peanut butter for me to taste when I got home. And that was the day. Mm-hmm. And all the things you taught through that cost you next to nothing, mm-hmm. but there was a teaching and this is something we can do. Mm-hmm. And we can use the honey to make peanut butter the way we like it. We don't have to buy store-bought peanut butter. And I remember you telling me we made about 4 times as much peanut butter compared to the little jar that would have cost the same amount, but we made it. Mm. And it was Barnes peanut butter. It was absolutely awesome peanut butter because it was that. And all those kinds of little projects that you mm-hmm. stop and have the teachable moments. Mm-hmm. And yes, the kitchen is a mess. And yes, the kids tried to help you clean the kitchen. But just the cheering when I mm-hmm. came in the door mm-hmm. of the peanut butter. And here's what you helped me with. I would call and say, I'm on my way home. And you would call and say, here's what we did. And I knew what you were saying. Here's what we did. Here's what the house looks like. And Bob, don't walk by it. Cheer. Don't miss this moment. This was huge for us. So that you need to be absolutely jacked when you walk in the house. Where I will walk in and be a total moron. I would walk in. I smell peanut butter in here. Would we buy special peanut butter? And watching everybody laughing and cheering. And it was just a great moment that you didn't miss. Mm-hmm. Your child didn't come home from someplace with a cup of peanut butter that they made. And yes, you can do all that in preschool, but you did it. You did it there. Mm-hmm. We ate our own peanut butter for the next 6 years that you made.
We're still eating it.
Yes, that day.
Oh, goodness.
And it was just a wonderful moment, but it was a wonderful mom-child-mom-children moment. And here's one of the cool things. You targeted things towards Tori's age so that Roby, 3 years younger, would have to reach up for mm-hmm. that age. Mm-hmm. You didn't dumb it down for Roby. He had to reach up and he had to be there. And I'm sure it was frustrating for him at times, but it was a great education. Because you were targeting it towards mm-hmm. her to keep her all in. Mm-hmm. And he learned. And he learned to enjoy it. And he learned that he had no idea what he was measuring. He had no idea what the measuring cups were. But you gave him the cups and explained it to him. And that was a great learning experience mm-hmm. for him.
Yeah. And there's so many creative things. And moms can help each other with ideas. But even having, you know, international nights. And one night was a Japanese night. And one night was Italian night. And everything fit with that theme. And those kind of things. And there's so many creative ideas, and who would want to miss that with your own children by having somebody else doing those things?
Well, what it did is you used the excuse of those events to bond with your mm-hmm. children. You use the excuse of those events to see the meltdown with those children. You use that to get to know your child better, to get closer to your child, to get mm-hmm. to encourage your child, to get to motivate your child. You were the one to motivate your child so that, and I realized later on in life, the gift that you had been given. I realized that was the reason when there was a problem or a difficulty, they would go by me to you. I will never forget watching when Tori was dating in high school and watching Tori one night, and I would always stay up and you'd stay up, and watching her come in from the date and walk past me to download the date to you. And I realized the closeness that you guys had gotten that I missed out on. I will never forget watching Roby at 5 or 6 have some difficulties or some challenges, and I would go in and pray with him, and he would say, "Is Mom coming in?" "Yes, she's coming in a minute." And you would be in there for 20 to 25 minutes because you became the person in your child's life that was the bond that was deeper than mine. I mean, I'm close to my kids, but I was marginally the outsider because you were the one that they got to experience all that, watch all that, get to know all that. And it just happened. And so I think the byproduct is not just that I do believe by you being the child's primary readiness skills person, you're the one that prepares your child. They're going to do better. There's no doubt about it in school. If you're the one primarily involved in the socialization and watching the need, one shares better than the other and whatever, they're going to do better. They're just going to do better. That's a given. But the byproduct was not just for the children. The byproduct was for you as the mom. You got to know your kids, and you were incredibly close to our children. The other interesting thing for me about that is we taught our children about sex all together. We would all sit on the couch, and we targeted it towards Tori's age, even though Roby was younger, and he'd sit there with his little matchbox car and really have no clue what we were talking about most of the time. And we would read the book or books out loud, and watching each of our children, even Roby, choose to ask you the questions. And to be honest, I was grateful that they asked you the questions, but they asked you the questions when you're sitting on the side of the bed. And I think that was the bonus gift because you're the one that was 24/7 with them those first 5 years of life. And you're the one that chose to teach them. And you're the one that went on the train ride to Deerfield and all these other things. And so it presented an intimacy that I knew that just wasn't there. When the big problem, when the severity, when the prayer request all through high school and college, our son called you with prayers. "Mom, can you pray for this for me?" And I think it was just amazing. And I think it also gave an extra Benny to Tori with Roby and why Tori and Roby are so unbelievably close. And I do believe that on our trip around the country, when all of a sudden, through a funny two-room event that happened on the trip, where Roby turned to Tori to ask some sex questions, and it all came together.
Because, I'm sure he's grateful you're sharing this.
Yeah, I don't care. And so end of the day there, even asking Tori, "What do you think I should wear on this date?" when he was president of the senior class. Give me a break. But that little family there became an incredibly close family that God gave you a gift of the bonus of an incredibly deep relationship with your child. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that's going to beat that. It's not just for academics, although it's going to be much better because you're going to learn your child's learning style. It's not just for socialization skills and help your child learn to share and deal with peers, but it's bigger than that. It's relational so that then you get to the deeper things of sharing Christ. Mm-hmm. No one's going to share Christ with a child like a parent. And when you're home and see the moments and when you can declare God's creation and all those things, and even have little Reuben come in with a memory verse at 2+ years old yesterday, which blew me away. End of the day, no one's going to do that like a parent. And if mom can choose to make this decision to stay at home, you will be exhausted. It is stressful. But as we're looking back now, and as you launch them off to kindergarten, we realize we're so glad we did it that way. Don't miss the moment. If it's an option, take the option of being your child's teacher.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes. We've got Rosemary Barnes and Tori Roberts, formerly Barnes, also here in the studio this week talking about when mom and dad run preschool and the privilege it is to be so involved in our kids' lives. If you want to hear previous broadcasts from this week, you can find them all online at parentingtoday.org. You can also sign up for the daily email blog there and get it automatically. You can podcast it. There's a lot of different options. That's online at parentingtoday.org. If you want more parenting resources, you can find that at Sheridan House Family Ministries website. That's online at shfm.org. And we hope you'll join us again next week for another week, another topic of Parenting Today.